So, hey, you guys are werewolves too, huh? Super.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Now, it would involve betrayal and unspeakable evil.
Y94.
Hey, Maggie, you feeling wise this morning?
Oh, sure, why not?
Let's do a little Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case to loving you.
When you have a matter of the heart that needs solving, what you do is you go to Y94.com, click on Quick Links, Maggie the Love Doctor, send that to us, and Maggie will tackle it on the show. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Becky says, hey, Maggie the Love Doctor. My boyfriend won't do a couple's costume with me. He said he thinks that it makes him look whipped. And we should just do our own thing for Halloween. We can still go together, but not wear a couple's costume. What do you think?
I like couple's costumes, but you've got to be very careful of what you're going to try to put him in.
Raggedy Ann and Andy, no.
No. Yeah. Like the Peter Pan Tinkerbell tights are probably going to be a no. I think if you find something that doesn't make him look like really feminine, you know. Then
don't
I think
emasculate
it'll be okay.
Him.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
All right. So something manly. Couple's costume, but don't make him look like a little, your toy.
Right.
All right. He's not your Yorkie in a purse. Heather says, Maggie, the love guru. My boyfriend said he needs some more time with his friends. Is he going to break up with me?
No, unless he doesn't want to spend time with you at all. I mean, there's right. There's going to be a red flag there. But I think, well, you need time with your girls, and he needs time with the guys. I think that's healthy in a relationship.
Nothing stinks of insecurity like the email
exactly.
We just read. I'm sorry.
Aww.
He said he wants to hang out with his buddies. Is he going to break up with me? You know the internet girl, the crazy...
eyes? Or
over-obsessive, whatever, yes. She's girlfriend.
Oh, her eyes are scary.
That's totally her right there. Desiree says, Maggie the Love Doctor. My husband said he doesn't want to have more kids, and that if two kids is not enough for me, we should just get a dog. I feel like he isn't even willing to chat with me about the possibility of having another child. I feel like it's worth discussion. How do I open the dialogue?
Well, see, and why do you need a dog? Like, I mean, there's... I don't know how to answer this. I don't have kids.
Ugh, why do you need a dog even?
Well, no, that's not what I meant, because clearly I love dogs. But
right.
I don't know. You can't really compare dogs to kids. I don't really understand that.
Can I tackle this one?
Go for it.
I have a thought on this. Whether you already have one kid, two kids, or no kids with somebody, if they aren't prepared to have a life spring from you, you probably shouldn't be forcing them into it. That never ends well.
And obviously he's overwhelmed, you know.
So add a dog?
Well, I would separate the dog from the issue. And he's like, I think that's him being sarcastic. Like, if you need
some
another
guys,
thing to love so much, why don't you just get a dog?
I don't know.
You're really
like
focused
that's
on the dog aspect
him.
Of it.
Well, because if she does, then he's just going to end up taking care of it while she takes care of the kids. Just saying.
I say no dog, no baby
yes.
If he's truly not ready.
And give it time. You'll have a discussion about it. It's just like, meh.
Overly attached girlfriend. That's what she's
yes.
called. That's who I think that other one is. And one more for you, Maggie the Love Doctor. This one comes from John. He says, my wife is only showering every 3 days. She covers her stank the other 2 days with perfume. I notice... So I gotta imagine other people do too. She does work. How do I politely tell the love of my life she needs to shower more regularly because she's stanky?
Oh God. I don't like this one either.
Yeah.
That's a very fine line because you clearly cannot tell your wife, honey, you stink.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe try a bath. Like, honey, maybe you just need to relax, take a bubble bath. I don't know. That'd be like the safest way to do that,
you know,
I think.
That would be fun. How about you, loofah? That ripe ass stench off yourself.
See, and I'm one of those. How do you not shower every day?
Yeah.
Like, I'd feel disgusting, and I just don't get it.
Every 3 days is a little excessive.
That's a little much.
Every 3 days is a little excessive. I'd just say, listen, honey, love you.
I
gotta tell you, you stink. You stank. This has been Maggie the Love Doctor with a lot of love nurse help.
Yeah. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case to loving you.
Hey, Now, somebody texted in, get her to shower with you. That could be fun.
Okay, you know what? Showering together is far more a romantic idea than it is a reality.
Right.
Bottom line, somebody ends up cold and it sucks. And we know who ends up cold.
Is it my turn yet? But at least you can stand there and just like, suds, here you go. How about we just get those pits one more time? One more pit. Avicii, wake me up in a couple of minutes. Your news, weather, all that on the way along with Pick Your Purse.
And you dig it. The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
All right, I know it's Halloween, but you can't summon dead rappers in the mirror.
Y94.